Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. And of course, lest we forget, the Discord server, MeWe group, and the Facebook group all are doing well. I really appreciate it. I thank you all for making such a vibrant community. So, I mentioned yesterday the numerous plans I am putting into motion to prep for the release of Swords and Wizardry, the box set. And one thing is kind of like a background to it, just so you all know. I mean, we do have Swords and Wizardry White Box. You have Swords and Wizardry Core. Those are... Maybe going away is too much of a weighted word, but they're not going to be supported anymore. It's going to be Swords and Wizardry Complete, which will now just simply be Swords and Wizardry, and Swords and Wizardry Light. Continual Light will still exist until I'm told otherwise, but I'd like to remind folks that our creators, our game writers, that there is an RTF file of Swords and Wizardry Core out there. If you don't have it, reach out to me. I will put it in your hands. So if you want to write a game, it's all OGL. If you want to write an OSR game and take your own hack at it and build it off of Swords and Wizardry, it's a great way, great start. Why rebuild what's already there? Just take out and replace and add to. And I mean, kind of what I did with Swords and Wizardry Light, I did that with White Box. And it was pretty much remove, and then, all right, little tweaks to simplify and shit. So now, on to the main part of this podcast. One of the things I'm looking to do is get an expanded spell list out there for Swords and Wizardry. Swords and Wizardry, its spell list is pretty much limited to what was in the original White Box set. So the extra spells that you see from AD&D 1E aren't in the rules. That's a design decision. But I think that adding such back in is important, especially for expanded gameplay or for those that want to play more of a 1E experience but keep it nice and simple using the Swords and Wizardry rules. That's how I like to run it. So, as I said, Bad Mike from North Texas, RPG Con, we've already done some spells for first level Swords and Wizardry. Some are conversions, some are new. And converting isn't a big deal. You know, you got to worry about duration and stuff and sometimes powering down. You don't have spell components. But converting from 1E to Swords and Wizardry, it's kind of, dare I say, basic. But writing new spells isn't so easy. And I'm going to put this in the, you know, throw this out there for you. If you're writing or creating a monster or a creature for your OSR game, right, and it winds up being more powerful than you thought it was, not a big deal, right? So, all right, so it was creature ranking or however you want to, like, monster level 3, you realize, it's probably closer to a 4. You just make it a fucking 4, right? But if you put a spell into the game and it's overpowered, because you're the GM, right? But if you say, you know what? That was a third level spell, but I know it's in your spell book, but I'm making it a fourth level spell because I think it's just simply fucking overpowered because your players are going to rebel, right? They're going to be up in arms. And you can't blame them, right? Because you're taking away something. Whereas with the monastery, they don't. It's all behind the scenes. So I've always felt, and then I haven't seen any guidelines for real spell design for OSR games. I could be wrong. I mean, for designing character classes, you have the Axe Companion, which is written pretty much for basic expert Labyrinth Lore type of deals, but it easily converts over Swords and Wizardry or Osric if you need to. At least a good base. I'm going to probably pull that out for my Bard beyond what I've already started with it. But when it comes to spells, that's a hard bell to hit kind of deal. Yeah, you want to be on the mark. And I'm probably going to take a method of, at least initially, some of them might seem underpowered for the level, but first off, if they're covering an angle that wasn't covered by a spell that's currently in the game, how can it be underpowered, right? You don't have a spell that did that, then it isn't underpowered. If it's something that does damage and it's underpowered, well, maybe a little play testing will bump it up. Or maybe in your game, you'll bump it up. Or maybe players will say, this spell isn't worth it. And that's fine, too. But when you put something out that's too powerful, too low a level, when it comes to spell stuff, it's hard to fix that. Hard to retcon. I'm a little wary. Like I said, the conversions of current OSR, OGL spells to Swords and Wizardry, not an issue. But I just thought I'd give a little insight into what's going on in the back of the head there as I figure out the directions we're going to go in. When I say we, that's mostly me, but anybody wants to chip in on this, feel free. The more the merrier. And anybody wants something similar themselves on their own end. You know, again, Swords and Wizardry should find a nice little bump next year. And why not, you know, catch the wave? Isn't that what they say with Skittles? Or is it catch the flavor? I don't fucking know. I am exhausted today. Don't ask me why. I'll be more exhausted tomorrow. Long day tomorrow. And tomorrow, I didn't get a chance to tell Rach this, but tomorrow I'm interviewing Matt Finch, 9 p.m. Eastern, in the 10 Cards Tavern Discord server. So if you want to drop in and listen live, you are, of course, more than welcome. It's going to be in the live chat all the way down on the left-hand corner. We have the Tavern Chat podcast section. It's going to be the Fireside Chat Room. And if you have questions you want to ask while we are recording, because you're going to be fucking muted, I'm sorry, you can ask questions in the text channel. We will try to monitor it. So that's what's going on tomorrow. All right, folks, on that note, as always, if you get a chance, you listen on Apple iTunes or podcasts or whatever the fuck they're calling it now. I think they changed that stuff up a little bit. Please give us a... give us a review. Give us a ranking. It helps. Seriously. It helps. All right. Be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.